You are listening to Classic Composers, Johann Sebastian Bach, by Joanne Mattern, with consultation by John Viscardi, Executive Director of Classic Lyric Arts. Narrated by Alan Crookham. Copyright 2025 by Red Chair Press. Music all around. For Johann Sebastian Bach, music was everywhere. The little boy grew up listening to music. Later, he composed his own music. Bach became one of the most popular composers who ever lived. Millions of people listen to and perform his works today. Bach has about 8 million monthly listeners on Spotify today. That's 3 million more than Mozart or Chopin. A musical family. Bach was born in Eisenach, Germany, on March 31, 1685. The same year that another great composer, Handel, was born. At that time, Germany was made up of many small states. Eisenach was in an area called Thuringia. Like other states, Thuringia was full of music and musicians. Little Johann was born into a musical family. More than 70 of his relatives were musicians. Some wrote music, some directed choirs, others played music for people all over Germany. Johann's father, Johann Ambrosius Bach, was a well-known musician in Eisenach. He played music in church, he played at town celebrations. Everyone in Eisenach knew little Johann's father. Since his father was known as Johann, most people called Bach by his middle name, Sebastian. Johann Sebastian's father taught him how to play the violin. Johann learned a lot about music from his father. Like other boys in town, Johann went to school. He learned Latin, German, and math. He also learned about religion, as did most boys in school. Religion would be important all through Johann's life. He wrote many pieces for church services and celebrations. Moving away. When Johann Sebastian was 9 years old, his mother died. Just a year later, his father died. Johann was very sad. What would he do now? Johann went to live with his older brother. His brother's name was Johann Christoph. Christoph played the organ in a church in Ohrdruf, Germany. He taught Johann Sebastian how to play the organ and the harpsichord. Christoph also taught his brother how to repair and tune organs and harpsichords. Bach made extra money doing these jobs. Johann had a beautiful singing voice. When he was 15, he moved to Lunenburg to go to boarding school. Johann sang in the school choir. Johann learned a lot in Lunenburg. He learned a lot about singing. He also played instruments in the orchestra and at church. Bach at court. In 1703, Bach got a job as a musician in Weimar. He worked for a duke. Bach had many jobs at the duke's court. He played the violin and the organ, but he also had to help around the house. Sometimes, Bach even had to peel potatoes and clean the kitchen. Soon after, Bach got a job as the church organist in Arnstadt. The church had just installed a new organ. Bach loved playing it. The people loved the way he played. Changing music. But Bach soon got into trouble at his new job. Bach was a big fan of a composer named Diedrich Buxtehude. In 1705, Bach left Arnstadt and walked 450 miles to meet Buxtehude in northern Germany. Buxtehude's music was not like anything Bach had ever heard. Bach wanted to write music like that too. Diedrich Buxtehude is one of the most important composers of the 1600s. He influenced both Bach and Handel. This time was called the Baroque period. Art was grand and complicated. So were the palaces where dukes and princes lived. Bach wanted to create grand and fancy music to match the grand lifestyle. Bach returned to Arnstadt after 5 months. He began to play in a new style. His music had instruments playing different melodies all at the same time. An instrument might start with a simple tune, then the tune got fancier and more complicated. Bach was having a great time writing Baroque music, but the people did not like his playing. They said that Bach's music was too confusing. Some even complained that he made strange sounds. Johann goes to jail. Bach didn't care what people thought. He continued to write and play his fancy, complicated music. During this time, he wrote the Toccata and Fugue in D minor. This music was big and powerful. It even made the church windows shake. You may have heard this music in the background of scary movies. By 1708, Bach was well known for his church music. Bach wrote hundreds of cantatas for church services. These pieces included hymns for people to sing. In 1708, Bach left his job at Arnstadt. He began working for Duke Wilhelm Ernst. He wrote beautiful music, but Bach thought the Duke was too bossy. In 1717, Bach got a new job. This made the Duke angry. He threw Bach in jail to keep him from leaving. Bach stayed in jail for a few weeks. Finally, he was released and went to his new job. There, he worked for Prince Leopold. Bach and the prince got along well. While he was there, he wrote the Well-Tempered Clavier and the Little Organ Book. Students still learn this music today, 300 years after Bach wrote it. A harpsichord, clavier, piano, and organ are all keyboard instruments. In 1720, Prince Leopold got married. His new wife did not like music. Prince Leopold then stopped liking music too. He even got rid of the palace orchestra. Bach knew it was time to get another job, but first, he wrote one of his most famous works. It is called the Brandenburg Concertos. The music included concertos from different instruments. Bach's new music was happy and lively. In 1747, Bach played for Frederick the Great, King of Prussia. Instead of writing music ahead of time, he made up the tunes in front of the king. He was named by the king as court composer, a great honor. The Final Years. In 1723, Bach became the director of music in Leipzig, Germany. He had a lot to do in his new job. Bach wrote music for churches, he directed a school choir, he also composed music for special events in the city. Johann Sebastian Bach was very happy living in Leipzig. He and his wife, Anna Magdalena, had 20 children. Bach loved his big family. He made sure they all learned how to play and write music. Bach died in 1750. He was 65 years old. During his life, he composed some of the world's most beautiful music. His music tells stories. It shares feelings like happiness and sadness. Bach's music thrills listeners today, much like it did 300 years ago. You are listening to Classic Composers, Johann Sebastian Bach, by Joanne Mattern, with consultation by John Viscardi, Executive Director of Classic Lyric Arts. Narrated by Alan Crookham. Copyright 2025 by Red Chair Press.